天国真实之后，Great Master Ma was unwell. The Yenggo Tenji Snow says, for this, this cell has broken down quite a bit. He is dragging in other people. This fellow has broken down quite a bit. He is dragging in other people. While the Shakyamuni Buddha was late for 8 years, and Joshi was then master in 120 years. But sooner or later, wherever they are, when the time comes, they have to die. But the question is that why is it that they have to die? Because they say they dwell in Nirvana, the truth, eternity. If it is true, why is it that they have to die? Dogen Zenji, anyway, died when he was 53 years old. but this is really compassion, Buddhist compassion. Anyway, wherever you are, enlightened person or unenlightened person, has to die when the time comes. Even this is Buddhist compassion, because if you live in paradise where you are not necessary to die, well, I don't think why it is not true, but I don't think you can find, I don't think you can enlighten for stream of consciousness, stream of time, or time of space, whatever it is, because you can live for long without becoming old. But when you want to get something in the paradise, you can get immediately without suffering. Because there is no desires, because always you can satisfy yourself. If you can satisfy yourself, there is no need of desires. Before you say, I want to get this, so already appears. So, no desires. If you can satisfy always without suffering, no desires. So no time, no sense of time, no sense of stream of consciousness, no sense of impermanence. But this is not human world. At that time, you cannot know, you cannot enlighten, you cannot have any chance to attain enlightenment. So, of course, Buddha Shakyamuni can dwell in Nirvana, eternity, but when the time comes, he has to die. This is Buddha compassion. In order to guide the people, others, to attain enlightenment, because the truth is not something which Buddha Shakyamuni gave to you, but that which each of us individually get taste of it directly from the truth as it is. From this point, you cannot hang on all these teachers who exist forever. Or Buddha Shakyamuni's patriarch. Anyway, they have to die. At that time, you are Ananda's many good disciples are confused, but through this confusion, anyway, they found great chance, opportunity to see the truth, which in the same the same enlightenment truth as Buddha did. So same apply to your practice. If you look around the human world, sometimes, not sometimes, probably pretty often, you have picked out why is it that you have to practice like this. Because your practice is just like to drop into huge oceans in the universe. Now, how much does this practice affect human world or help human beings? How much? And if you practice it in the human world, when most people don't understand your practice, why your feelings, why you practice this, whatever you explain to save all sentient beings or to deep yourself, what you understand well, human being, whatever you say, people don't understand. Finally, you feel maybe pensive and sad, disappointed. I experience loss anyway. Yes. Because you can see a lot of many people who are really ignorant. But on the other hand, if you ask yourself, you are not ignorant. When you are enlightened, no, I don't think so. That's why we practice it every day. So from this point, broadly speaking, for you who are practicing, or others who don't practice, are all the same. Exactly the same. Not so much different. But if you practice the Zen, which is a little bit different from a different of the practice from other practice, you're really proud of yourself. That is sometimes too much. But if you ask yourself, strictly speaking, basically, you are not different from others. Anyway. You have a lot of questions. How long should you practice like this? Or would it be possible for us to attain enlightenment and dwell in nirvana? How long we practice self-enlightenment? Through your practice, you are doing day after day, well, you don't know when. And also, if you look at the human world is going constantly. There are lots of people who are starving, and there are lots of people who are fighting. you really personally, do you really have to get out what you're doing? And you really want to save, get out from this, then help human beings. How much you can help? Well, if you can, anyway, do it. Well, finally, no matter how long you discuss with yourself about this point, well, finally, nothing to find, any solution, perfect solution. So finally, what you have to do is, well, keep quiet. Why don't you sit down when you have to sit down? That's all we have to do. Well, in Zen, there are lots of scriptures explaining no mind. Well, please, the Zen doctrines of Zen, no mind, written by T.T. Suzuki. He quoted about the topic of no mind from work written by Bodhidharma, titled a discourse on the absolute observation. It's first discourse really discuss about the no mind, but again and again, what no mind is, if you really dwell in no mind, how can you know no mind? Those questions are always coming up, and answers, always to it. Appear. Read that book. That's interesting. But finally, what's that? Where is that? What do you have to do? Finally, all you have to do is, anyway, keep your quiet. When the time comes to die, just die. When the time comes to sit, just sit. When the time comes to live, in this world, to live. That's all we have to do. Unfortunately, before you leave this, anyway, terminating a board, well, we have to struggle. Anyway, we have to struggle. That's interesting. That's interesting. Human beings is really interesting. We know pretty well. Don't do this. You know, don't suffer. You're suffering. You don't like the suffering. You know pretty well. But in order to reach terminating the board with, there is nothing to do. Verbally or practically or philosophically, metaphysically, nothing to do. So finally what you have to do is sit down when you have to sit down, walk when you have to walk, that's all. It's a very simple process. We know that too. But still, we have to go through bitterness. That's an interesting point. That's why this kind of question come up at the koan comes up. So anyway, if you attain the session, if you look for today, the sitting, then you have a lot of questions. But whatever you think, if you teach human beings who are really ignorant, who don't understand this kind of practice, who don't understand what the depths of human life, or who are not interested in this kind of understanding. But it doesn't mean you should give up. Doesn't mean you should be engaged in normal human life, okay? Forgetting this kind of practice, forgetting understanding deeply of human beings. It doesn't mean that. If you give up this kind of practice, so there is no compassion. Who helps human beings? Who helps? Except you, except each of us, individually, who helps? No one helps. So you can help. Each of us individually can help. This is the point. So if you see really ignorant human world, ignorant peoples, and they're fighting each other, and at that time, you really practice, you really practice. That's where you have to practice. At that time, because that practice originates from your compassion. Compassion is not something given by Buddhas or Buddhist teachings. Compassion comes from you. Each of us individually. Understanding you, understanding the people, how ignorant they are, how wonderful enlightened the world is. Well, anyway, we have to understand. Then at that time, even though only you are, well, there is only you. Who practice, who try to understand human world's people. The rest of human beings are very ignorant. Even dead. We have to have compassion, subdue, and work practice. Even though they don't understand now, we should solve for future generations. Even though modern civilization cut off the natures and destroyed the nature and the building of the mansions and apartments and whatever it is, if you went to Japan and you really understood how modern civilization is wonderful or awful, Japan is not so big, it's small. You know, small, little smaller than California. Then the people live more than America. Can you imagine how wonderful it is, how awful it is? But nevertheless, even though the modern civilization cut off the trees and destroyed the nature, still there is a hope. Even the one seed, you know that the comic book for the children? Doctor? Huh? Dr. Fu, yes. Dr. Fu, that seems to be important. Modern civilization completely destroyed human war. You know? They're building their factories and companies and mansions and then little boy, the last page, little boy found just one seed. All environments around him, nothing there, completely destroyed. But only one seed there. So he was very happy and put it on the ground. That is the last page. What they must apply to. Your practice, your practice. Yes, there is. That is the compassion. This is really human compassion. Okay, without this compassion, you cannot help anybody. You cannot help any being. So, that's why the English note says this fellow has broken down quite a bit and he is driving in other people. Anyway, lots of questions, lots of questions. If you practice Zazen and the enlightenment, and then immediately you can save all sentient beings, wonderful, no problem. No problem. Not necessary to become a sick. It's not necessary to become. Why the remark you become a sick? This is really true.
even though you attain enlightenment, even though you try to practice deeply again and again, well, you become sick. Because I told you before, if you look at human beings around your life, the mass of people, and immediately you suffer. Why you do this? Is it worth it? Is it useful for human beings? What can it be? Is it ridiculous? It's really sick. And also this, to die when the time comes, anywhere, wherever you are, you have to die. Regardless of whether you attain enlightenment or not, there are ignorant people there who don't understand you absolutely. This is a very big problem. Dragging in all human beings. Why? We have to practice. That's why Anglican Master says, anyway, this fellow has broken down quite a bit. He's dragging in other people. The temple superintendent asked him, "Teacher, how has your venerable health been in recent days?" The great master said, "I'm face Buddha, moon face Buddha." So the comment note says to the temple, the superintendent asked him, "Teacher, how your venerable health been in recent days?" 404 diseases break out all at once. They will be lucky if they are not seeing of a dead monk in 3 days. This question is in the course of humanity and righteousness. 404 diseases break out all at once. That means well, all suffering comes up. Well, when you sit down immediately, okay, if you look around the human world, immediately 440 diseases comes up. That means not just your number. More than 400,000 diseases comes up. All the suffering comes up. Well, you see that just one disease, why that practice is. But this is not one. This is coming from ignorance. You know the ignorance? Ignorance. I have thousands of diseases. Thousands. You don't know what it is. So, the moment when this intendant first asked them, "How have you been?" This is already a disease question. So, for Bhagavad Zen Master, when the time comes to die, just to die. No way. So, he doesn't care. So, when you have to do same applies to your practice, when you have to do Zazen, just sit down to do Zazen. So someone comes, what you are doing? Are you happy to do this? This question is really ignorant, don't you think so? It's disease. It makes you sick, don't you think so? Oh, no way. When you have to sit, just sit. If you don't like, get up, go out, you can do it. But even though you can go out, or you can come in, come back, or you can go out again and again, well, there is no solution, basic solution of human being. Basic solution of human being is vegetables. When the time comes to sit, just sit down. When the time comes to live, anyway to live under all circumstances. This is the basic solution. 404 diseases break out all at once. They were lucky if they are not seen off at that month in 3 days. Well, if you kill it, if you can't see, well, it's probably your lucky person. If you don't crash, during Zazen, and then if you have a question how ridiculous it is, you can't stand up, don't you think, in such a Zazen? So it's completely crashed. So you can pretty easy to get out. That is with that monk. You perform human service, dead monk. If you can't, if still you can sit down there, you're lucky. You're lucky. That's why Angra says, they will be lucky if they are not seeing of a dead monk in 3 days. Not in 3 days, number is dangerous. Number is important. Right now, with this question, right now. This question is in the course of humility and righteousness. If it is true, Basu Zen Master doesn't care whatever you say, when he has to die anyway. But if it is true, why did this intended to ask him, how have you been? It's not necessary to say, how have you been? Let him go. But Genko says, this is in the cause of humility and righteousness, just like a good morning. Hello, how are you? Good morning. So you can't ignore that. Hello, how are you? Good morning, good afternoon, good night. This is very humanity. And also this is righteousness in the sense. The great master says, sun face Buddha, moon face Buddha, says how fresh and new, or sun face Buddha, moon face Buddha, how fresh and new, because for everybody, well, it's pretty rare to hear sun face Buddha or moon face Buddha. There are lots of Buddhas, but he has never heard some face Buddha or moon face Buddha. That's why Angra says how fresh and new. But not necessarily name. Anyway, he says some face Buddha or moon face Buddha. That means his life is long, his life is short, but much. Just a Buddha. He can live long. Well, he has to die. If he has to die now, his body disappears completely, no life anymore. Or he can still dwell in nirvana, eternity, whatever you say, doesn't it remark? If it is true, where can he live? That is good. So, and sustenance for his fledgling. some face Buddha, moon face Buddha. Just to take care of a young bird in order to fly in the sky. Well, some face Buddha, moon face Buddha is very gentle, soft suggestion. How to live, how to accept life and death, But we can do this.
It's not always fast. In gentleness, there is very strict, sharp, the suggestion there too. Okay, verse. Spectrums, they must verse to this, for this, the coin. And also angle Zen Master, the comment to each verse. Unfaced Buddha, moon-faced Buddha. This is first verse. Commentary says, when he opens his mouth, you see his gut. Well, you have to see God anyway. If you open your mouth, anyway, you have to see God. So, angle, between the angle and the vessel, the master, not Secho. Secho, the master, and vessel, the master, there is no gap. The moment, anyway, vessel, the master says, I'm Buddha, the moon face Buddha. Immediately, they told the master can see what was done. In other words, he understands completely what is dead, what is life, through these words. So, what was the master and Secho are like two facing mirrors. In between, there is no image or reflection. There is no image. Mirror. If you see the mirror, immediately mirror and you, the dualistic world comes up. But if there is no image and no reflection in the mirror, that means, yesterday I told you, anyway, dive into the ocean simultaneously. Water and you, ocean and you, your all guts, anyway, work simultaneously. There is no mirror, no image, no reflection. Immediately it's what? That is unfaced Buddha, moon faced Buddha. The angle that must be like this. Well, the moment when you dive into the ocean, you can see the ocean's gut anyway. And gut of the interdependent coordination. Anyway, you can see simultaneously. What our second verse says, what kind of people were the ancient emperors? Well, that means, well, so what kind of people were the ancient emperors? Well, four battle Zen masters, and Buddhas, and patriarchs, and ordinary, all beings, and enlightenment, and delusions, and the life and death, what are? What are you for? Whatever you say, paradise and health and enlightenment, nirvana, whatever you say. War battle, who was about to die, what is useful? So, that is meaning of this verse. What kind of people were the ancient emperors? Too lofty. So, the angle says too lofty. That means, Secho, you proud of yourself too much. So, too lofty. Don't belittle them, but don't belittle them. They can be valued high or low. That means, the angle they must says to Secho, the saying, do not insult battle the master. It is not desirable to insult, insult the battle the master. So
the what kind of people were the agents, the emperor means. Anyway, Tetsuo then must understand immediately the bottom feeling, bottom life and death. That's why he said, I don't care. Whatever person, whatever they are, life and death, the illusion and enlightenment, nirvana, paradise, the world after death, whatever you say, I don't care. What are useful? All we have to, I have to do is to die when the time comes. That is the master's feeling. Understand? That's why anger says, oh, to love. It's not quitting. The third verse says, from the third verse, that Joseph must explain his life. For 20 years, I have suffered bitterly. Anyway, for Joseph's history, anyway, for 20 years, I have suffered bitterly. He has practiced for 20 years. And experience processing. Engel says, this is your own fall into the weeds. That means, and it's none of you my business. He has a mute eating a bitter melon. So, this is your arm fall into the weeds. That means in the basic nature of human world. There is no extra words. Nirvana, enlightenment, the paralyzed or not paralyzed, etc. Finally, the original nature of existence. All we have to do is, anyway, be quiet. Just do it. That's all we have to do. But you practice for 20 years and experiencing the bitterness, that is your fault. You did. This is not none of my business. He said, Engel says, that is none of my business. You did. But basically, human world is not suffering. So, here is a mute eating a bitter melon. Anyway, we know pretty well if you have, anyway, there is a personal nature of existence. Embracing all sentient beings, there is no suffering, no pleasures, anyway. Completely peaceful, perfect world. We know pretty well. If it is true, why don't you stay always there? But we cannot stay there, so we experience lots of bitterness. But if you experience bitterness, you cannot say anything about how awful bitterness is, how wonderful bitterness is. So if you experience really bitterness, well, you become a mute. Nothing to say. But this mute has lots of words. Because you know how bitterness it is. So, in order to, anyway, live in the vastness of the human world, life and death, delusion and enlightenment comes in and out, but we have to experience bitterness. But if you experience bitterness, well, you become a mute, sort of mute. That mute means complete beyond global, great long, nothing to say. So finally, as old memories, you can talk about bitterness. So at that time, bitterness is not bitterness. You can talk about bitterness with smile. That's why Angel Zen Master, anyway, teased what Sitcho's. This is none of my business. You did. But on the other hand, your bitterness is just like a mute. Nothing to say. How wonderful it is. Next verse says, how many times I have gone down into the blue dragon's cave for you. This you is, this attitude, battle, anyway, calmly and steadily enter into death without saying anything, just some face Buddha, some face Buddha. That is you. That is you. So in order to get this point, how many times I have gone down into the blue dragon's cave for you? How many times? How many times we have to get into the blue dragon's cave? That means bitterness, lust of strictness, hard targets, and lust of thinking. In order to, it says dragon possesses jewel in his jaw. So, in order to get a jewel from dragon, but you have to go anywhere to a cave where dragon lives. Without going to that cave, you cannot get it. Without going to cave and get the jewels is very hard process. This is doing your life anyway. To go there to get the jewels. This is very process for us. So, how many times I have gone down into the blue dragon's cave for you? Anyway, you cannot count, or you cannot envision how many times we should go there, we should experience the hard practice, how often, how many times, and then you can get jewel, we don't know. The Joe says, how was it worth this? Don't misuse your mind. Don't say there isn't anything extraordinary here. How was it worth this? Because the Joe says before, it's your behavior. Falling into the weeds. That your fault. It's none of my business. So, how many? But, Seto says, don't say there isn't anything extraordinary here. If you want to do that, anyway, do it. Just do it. Because you want. Just do it. None of my business. But, on the other hand, he says, don't say there isn't anything extraordinary here. But this is something Buddha, move face Buddha. It's sort of nothing to say. Nothing to say, nothing to comment to this. But this is coming from how many times? Many, many times of going into the blue dragon's cave. But now what you can see is something Buddha, move face Buddha. Nothing to comment about it. And is there something particular, extraordinary thing or excitement there in Bhagavad Zen Master? Nothing. If it is true, but just to die when the time comes means just a simple practice, just to die when the time comes. But Ingo says, no, it's not. Watch out. course, it comes from many, many thousand times of going to get the jewels from Blue Dragon cave. Behind this, some fits Buddha, who fits Buddha. There are lots of backgrounds. Practically, philosophically, psychologically. This is human world. The next, this thread is worth recounting. But this thread, how long? How long does sexual been practicing? It's really distressed. It's very hard practice. But Engel said he saddened people to death. Sad men don't speak to sad people. Well, you know pretty well, if you practiced in the past, hard practice, hard, but if you suffer so much, then, well, you can speak. Suffering you had in the past, well, but it is spoken as anyway good memory for you. So you really want to talk your suffering to somebody. But it's certain people. So he said, well, I understand. Engel says, I understand sexual seal practice. Yes, I understand how distressed it is. Because I know pretty well he practiced for many, many years. But if you say so, you silence the people to death. And sad man, don't speak to sad people. You are sad man. And don't speak to sad people. So, well, maybe sad people means if you want to talk to the sad people who experience the same things as what they chose, then you explain, you really agree with they chose, then you cry with him. Well, at that time, you really shake the hand, yes, it is. And you understand Sechou understand you. But there is nothing but the state in a den. So, to whom would you speak of it? To whom you want to speak? To fat men or not to fat men? If you speak about your practice, a hard practice to a man who are not fat, where he doesn't understand. Look at you. You go to the human society and talk about your practice to somebody who are not interested in, but nobody understands your practice. But saying you are crazy. Speak of having experienced this. Then if you explain your practice to the people who, what you call fat men, who practice how terrible, how awful sexing is, well, people cry with you. Yes, I understand you. So that's why Engel says, to whom would you speak of it? If you speak of it to sad people, you are sending them to death anyway. Because you can cry pretty easily and shake hands. And next, verse says, dear eyes, passing log monks shouldn't take it lightly. Well, it's not, sir. Hard practice. According to Engel, there must be hard practice, some human suffering, and sentimental. Not something you should deal with as sentiment, something sentimental. So, if you talk about your practice to that man, well, you can cry, you challenge, you can shake your hand, but this is nothing but the sentimental. But you should have clear eyes, eyes raw. You should have clear eyes. Some faith Buddha, no faith Buddha. That's simple manifestation. Just simple manifestation. The reading wasn't the master himself as a whole. Okay? But behind, there are very many, many thousand years, thousand times of hard times behind there. But it doesn't show. How can Vasu speak of this? To who? Some people? Well, maybe understand. But even though he understands, somebody understands that some faith Buddha, moon faith Buddha, who died? Vasu then must die. Not person who understands some faith Buddha, moon faith Buddha. So that's why to whom would you speak of this? So finally, what you have to do is you should to have clear eyes. Who died? Enlightenment, while in the United States, mostly sometimes I felt in the United States that the Buddhism is still staying in the realm of Shilabhaka Buddha. Shilabhaka Buddha means a Buddha who attained enlightenment through the listening to Buddha's teaching. So most of people are interested in listening to Buddha's teaching and enlightenment. It's not good enough because it doesn't work in your daily living. Of course you can attain enlightenment intellectually by listening to Buddha, but why is it that Bodhisattva has to practice 1,000 years continually? Why? Because it's not simple to practice your enlightenment in the daily living. It's not so simple. Even though you understand some faith Buddha, more faith Buddha, okay, through your practice, who dies? You die. When the time comes, you have to die. Really confused. I am talking of my understanding of a sun face Buddha, moon face Buddha, of course, but there is no proof. Karagiri, can you die? Okay? As a sun face Buddha, moon face Buddha, there is no proof. So I can say yes, I can die, that's it. Or no. No or yes. Yes or no, nothing to say. So finally, it is, well, we have to learn death itself, from the death, directly. That's why yesterday I told you, all sentient beings, all beings are, anywhere all beings, connected with each of us individually. Okay? If there is something else apart from you, it cannot be called all beings. Whatever it is, all beings are really something closely connected with you. That is what is called all beings. But simultaneously, it's not real all beings because they are beings seen from each of us individually. It's not all beings. Finally, we have to learn all beings through all beings themselves. That means draw your understanding, draw your individual understanding of all beings, connected with you, anyway. In other words, I told you yesterday, but you have to talk. Anyway, talk is one of the all beings, nothing but all beings. So you have to, this is something connected with you. So you have to study anyway, study, concretely speaking. You have to study. At that time, this talk becomes all beings connected with you. And then this is enough. You have to learn about the Pope? No way. Next. Get it. All you have to do is sit down and talk. When you talk, exactly, you can learn the talk from a direct talk. Exactly. So you cannot talk, speak of the talk to you. This is really important for us. That is, anyway, in order to say, even though you attain enlightenment, but it is not enough. It is not enough. Because it must be something well alive, each of us, individually. That time, it is called, anyway, enlightenment. So enlightenment is what? Enlightenment is really your life, which is alive day after day. It's really so. That is enlightenment. So, clear eye, in order to get anywhere, we have to have clear eye. But Dogen really emphasized that point someday to talk about that. That's the next position. But the monks shouldn't take it lightly. You must be even more going far. Clear-eyed pastoralists shouldn't take it lightly. This is the last verse in the English text. You must be even more thoroughgoing. Anyway, thoroughgoing. That is a bomb. What is? You must be even more thoroughgoing. That means the Setyo Zenma says you should have clear eyes, finally. Whatever you experience, enlightenment, delusion, whatever, it doesn't make sense. So finally, you should have clear eyes in order to make it alive in your daily life. And then, Engel says, you must be even more thoroughgoing. Watch out. What is that? Nothing to say. Wow. Soma. Forget it. So all you have to do is from faithful of move faithful. When the time comes to die, just to die. Nothing extra excitement, nothing extra sadness or pleasures. Nothing to say. Just there. That is wow. Well, because Engel cannot say, what do you mean by you must be even more thoroughgoing? If you have a clear eye, after attaining enlightenment, after understanding the sun-faced Buddha, moon-faced Buddha, what do you mean? Nothing to say. Well, according to my words, or keep your mouth shut and just do your best. Fall back 2,000 miles. Well, this is, words is simple. Okay, keep your mouth shut. Just do your best with wholeheartedness, with the compassion. But this is really 3,000 miles going back. That means it's very hard to reach. Well, what is simple? Keep your mouth shut and just do your best with compassion, wholeheartedness. Simple words. But for us, anyway, it's really going back 3,000 miles. It's far away. That's why we have to, anyway, practice. We have to go to Blue Dragon Cave to get the jewels. How many times? We don't know how many times. But this is, in the Buddhism, the Chinese, literature, Buddhist scriptures, is always the creatures, wondrous creatures, which is called dragon. It is completely the king of creatures in this world, because he has all parts of the human being, the eyes and also animals. Nails, ears, fish, scales, many things here. So he has all the things. That's why he is, dragon is a symbol of all creatures, human beings, animals, and also fish, etc. And also he can, he can create fire. And he can go, he can eat anyway, he can live in the bottom of the ocean, in the great mansion, palace. That is his place. Well, that is the blue cave. We don't know where it is. Anyway, blue cave. Where? Dragon exists. That is a symbol of creatures. That is a beautiful image, ideal image of human being. That is the dragon. So this dragon has also jewel. We want to get that jewel. And if you don't want, this is also one to go. Whatever you say, I don't want. Well, if you really don't want, you can't say anything. I want or I don't want. But if you say I don't want, it's really something connected with the I want.
I have a question. I think I have some feel when you talk about when you walk, just walk, when you sit, just sit, when it's time to die, just die, without adding any other confusion to it, speculating about the mystical world or whatever. But I'm confused among different teachers saying different things. Now, I mentioned to you a couple of weeks ago that this last Friday, the American spiritual teacher, Ram Dass, was down in Iowa City. And so Friday night we went to see him. And a lot of what he was saying came, I think, from his Hindu training and reincarnation and different levels of consciousness. All these things are important. And he talks about things like death as things that you can consciously know about as a human being. Like, if you're an expert in meditation, he talks as though he can go into death and experience it and come back out again as a human being and know about it. But you always say, you say things like, well, how will Katagiri die? No way of knowing. ahead of time. You know, the only way to find out is to die. And so I'm confused. Teachers that stress the importance of the mystical thing, do they really know what they're talking about? Or should that be taken seriously?
Well, I guess life and death is not the psychological point of view. Psychological pattern. Do you understand? Or even though Ram Dass, you mean, says, well, he can go to the death and come back. I understand. I can go. I can go to the death. But it is something just like psychological stuff. You see, what? Because your body, I am body, and yours. But even though you look at the Indians and yoga, you can get in a certain casket and close the doors and completely you can stop the breathing. Maybe you can go to the death. But whatever you say, this is and I don't know. I let the little articles, wires come into the this body is going to check it in. You know. How long he can stop the heart. But it's not the exact stop, you know. It's not the exact death. I am talking about exact death. Not psychological stuff. Do you understand? So you're talking about a little bit psychological. But I can understand, I can feel psychological stuff.
Yeah, but it seems like what you're saying, that's a little bit different from what he seemed to be talking about.
Oh, yes. So, if I can say for the something like a real, I can say so. Or I can experience not necessarily metaphysical, philosophically. I can experience it before, you know, through the judo and, you can die immediately, you know, take this, choke. I went to the death. That's interesting. Right in the moment when you die, but it's very simple. Just like a camera shutter, pew, that's all. And then immediately the teacher pick up and boom, and you can come back.
I don't understand that. I mean, it sounds like you're saying death is like getting knocked out or something.
Yeah, look out. Just look out. You know, let's imagine your airplane. On the airplane. The airplane is going down on the ground. You are scared. It seems so. Not you. Everybody's scared. Going down. And then, boom. What is that? Just a kind of shutter.
But for example, Ram Dass always, both last Friday and other stuff I've heard from him, he always says, well, that isn't the end. You know, that there are states of consciousness that continue on.
Yes, I understand. But that is a metaphysical understanding, okay? Still metaphysical understanding. It's going on. I understand this. Life is going, of course. But you can say life is constantly going, okay? What is that? How can you show it? How can you show it? There's eternity of life, death and life connected exactly. How can you show it? Well, of course, we can explain metaphysical, psychological, or philosophical. But I am talking about real death itself anyway. I told you before anyway, one is all beings, everything, death and life, anyway, something connected each of us individually. Otherwise, you cannot say life or death. Okay? But death itself and life itself is completely something you have to deal with. You know, death, life, directly. That is real death. How can you show? Can you? Well, I don't want to understand completely. Well, can you feel death? But never mind. Of course, I understand. And also, I understand Ram Dass.
Ram Dass, yeah.
Ram Dass. understand this.
But just like they've got, I mean, even the Buddhists, like say the Tibetan Buddhists have this whole system for, you know, the bardo, what happens when you die, and, you know, are we to take that seriously or not?
Yes. That's why he says that we already become sick. We already become sick. Finally, all you have to do is to just to die. But you have to die. This is a simple practice and no sadness, no suffering, no nothing. But if you die, people say, are you okay? How have you been? How are you? Right in the middle of death. This is a question. It makes you sick. Because where are you heading for? After death, what's gone? What happened? We want to know. This is really sick. It makes you sick. Just like, the Mercury. So it is okay if you want, if you are interested in, well, that stuff we should understand. Okay?
Research.
Understand it? But don't mix up. The psychological, metaphysical, philosophical death, and also real death itself. Don't mix up. Okay? It's not the other story. It's not the metaphysical death of the story. Death, real death is you. I am more surprised always if I think that, I always open my eyes. Who died? I died. Oh my goodness. How can I say? How can I help? How can I scream? I am talking about this. And also what we have to do is, anyway, to die, to be present in peace, in harmony. This is the point we want to. Don't you think so? Yeah. Tibetan Buddhism explains such a self, and also Abhidharma Kosha explains a little bit about it. So that's interesting. That's wonderful, isn't it? But don't stay in the end of your sickness. Sickness is sickness, so sooner or later you must overcome anyway sickness. Even though that the Dharma is good, if you always hang on, you are sick. Nothing but the sickness. Just like a nirvana. Make you high. Now you understand immediately what death is. Well, I understand. Well, why don't you take marijuana? You can understand the death. You know, you can go to the death and then come back. So you can understand. Don't you think so? Well, for instance, say, you know, the other day, a poet. Ginsberg talked about that. Well, and he recommended me, why don't you take marijuana? He always asked me, did you experience taking marijuana? Well, I didn't. Why don't you? So I asked him, why not? And he said, it's very helpful for you. Yes, I know it's helpful. But on the other hand, I know it's not helpful. So how can I take it? So he said, if you take this new one, you can go to see the wonderful high, wonderful world. You have never seen. Now, according to common state of the consciousness. And that is good because it makes your life transform. turn over a new leaf. Hmm. Oh, of course, it's so. Maybe not. There is no proof. So, if you will.
You say the same thing to us about that.
Human beings, you know, really has a lot of fun.